Lynn Fraser is going to help your finances get into shape. Financial Fitness with Lynn Fraser on Family Radio CHRI.
Good morning and welcome to the Financial Fitness Show with Lynn Fraser and Daryl Prale. He's back.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Good. And good morning to you, Daryl. Good to see you back.
It's actually really good to be back.
Yeah, sometimes vacation really just doesn't feel like vacation, am I right?
It sucks the life right out of you sometimes. I had a stressful vacation.
Yeah, I understand that. You did a lot, you covered a lot of ground, you traveled a lot, you did a lot of stuff. That's not really vacation, Daryl.
Well, you know, it's what you do as a parent, you know. For those who are regular listeners, you'll know that I think last we talked, I mentioned that my son had got his first job out in Swan River, Manitoba, CJ104. Listen to him online, you hear him. And, but we had the good fortune as parents to drive him from Ottawa. We actually go to, from Ottawa to Toronto. We had to pack him up, downtown Toronto, and pack him up his apartment 2 days. And then everything was packed up, drive that to his grandparents' place, north of Toronto, unload the stuff that stays behind. And then carry on from there to Swan River.
That's a long drive.
It's just outside the Saskatchewan border. So yeah. It is, it's a long drive.
Yeah.
And we determined the time we went there and went back, we basically crossed Canada.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'd never done that before. It was long drive.
Yeah. I've done that highway. On a few occasions, because I lived in Saskatchewan for a while, and being from the Ottawa Valley, I came home to visit.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I've done that drive. It's a long drive. It is.
And and it was whirlwind, right? We took basically 2.5 days to get out there. We literally spent 1 day setting him up, and boom, gone again on the way back. And so we did that, and then we got back, and we went to work for a couple days. And then we had friends camping with us for a weekend that we'd set up months ago, long before the son had the job. And, you know, I like my friends. My wife is way more social than I am. So I like my quiet time too. So as much as I had a blast with them, it sucks the life out of me. My energy is gone because I've been entertaining for 2 solid days.
Yeah. So now you need to find some quiet time to de-stress.
Because then I came back, worked for a couple more days, and then I took 4 days off to spend with my dad and his wife, who's, my dad is getting quite elderly. And so again, here I am back at work. So I'm stressed, Lynn.
Well, we're going to talk about stress today. We're going to talk about the impact of stress today. It is a financial fitness show. And so we're going to talk about stress and what it does and to your life and what it does to your money.
I probably should have listened to this show before I started this whole grand adventure of mine.
Yeah.
Are you going to give us some sage advice, some sound wisdom?
Oh, I'm just going to talk about all the things that I messed up on and hope that you can do better with it.
Baby. Oh, well, we're sharing messed up stories, and yeah. You and I, sister, can be pros.
Before we do that, though, Daryl, I want to talk to you about the 29th of September, because you don't even know about the 29th of September yet.
I don't. And, you know, for context, you know, we get in here, and as we mentioned, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, so I'm literally sitting down with Lynn, and I said, what are we talking about? She goes, I'm going to tell you about September 29th. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? She goes, I'm not telling you until we're live on air.
Yeah. So September 29th.
Easy for you to say.
We did talk to the listeners last week because we are having an event that we are inviting all of the listeners to come to. All of those that feel that they have been impacted positively, I hope, but positively impacted by the Financial Fitness Show and all those that have supported the Financial Fitness Show. And that includes you, Daryl and Tracy.
Yes.
We're having an event on the 29th of September. It'll be a dessert event. It'll be an evening event. So there's going to be a couple of things we're going to do. We're going to celebrate the journey past and really acknowledge what God has done through this show and all of the teachings of the show and all the wonderful guests and such. We're going to celebrate that. And we are also then going to announce the adventure of the future and invite people into that. And I'm not telling you a whole lot more other than that.
All right. So I need details, and I don't know if you can or cannot tell me them. So if I ask somebody I shouldn't have asked and just slap.
If you ask a question that you shouldn't have asked, I just won't answer you. Oh. I'll ignore you as I have in the past.
That's never happened to me before. So you're doing this in 29th. So to clarify, you're saying anybody who has impacted this. So if we have a listener listening right now.
Yeah.
And they get value out of this show, it helped them in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
This is an open invite for them to please come.
Please come.
Meet Lynn. Meet some of our past guests.
Meet the host David. Of More Than Enough.
Exactly.
Or the Financial Fitness Show.
Financial Fitness Show, yes.
Meet the sponsors, come which is More Than Enough. Come hang out with us on the 29th of September. It'll be an evening event, so from 7 to 9. There'll be dessert and coffee and tea and refreshments. And there will be limited space, so you'll need to register. So I'm not going to give you a whole lot of details in terms of location, and we have a couple of things that need to be clarified on that yet, but it'll be the 29th of September, and if you go to morethanenough.ca, you can contact them there, and they will register you.
My math says that's a Thursday night.
It is a Thursday night.
Do we know the times yet?
7 to 9.
7 to 9, okay. So even though we have more details to go on the final location. It is 7 to 9. Reserve it now in your calendar in an organized fashion so your schedule is set.
Uh-huh.
And create a task, a to-do item to circle back to register once the destination is known. Or they can register now, I guess, right?
They can register now. They don't have to wait for the destination. It'll be in the city of Ottawa. It'll be easy to get to. And it'll be a nice place.
All right, so
how's that?
Run and do that on the morethanenough.ca website.
Yeah, so we're going to celebrate. We want you to celebrate with us what has happened in the past, what God has done in the past. And we want to invite you into the future. And we've got some interesting, exciting adventures that we want to introduce to you.
All right. And did I hear you say there was desserts or something going on?
Some food.
Okay, good.
Yeah, food.
And that food, I guess I'll attend.
Okay, good
all
plan.
Right. All right, there we go. So then that's September 29th. With all that said, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about stress. It is the time of year that people are starting to ramp up for the fall and ramp up getting their kids off to school, getting busy with their agendas. Getting busy with the kids' agendas. Actually, in trying to book this location for the 29th, it's amazing how many places are already booked. Like, everybody's ramping up for the fall. So you ramp up for the fall, and it's crazy time, and then right on the heels of that is Thanksgiving and Christmas time, and it's crazy time and trying to get things done, and it creates a huge amount of stress.
I can relate to that, because not only did I do the, son number one out west, I've got son number two next week, and we're taking him to college. So I am like a walking stress time bomb right now.
That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing on a number of fronts, Daryl. And you know what? It does have an impact on your finances.
Oh my gosh. I spent so much money on this trip between food and hotel and gas. And I was just trying to be the good parent. And yet, because I have my own business, when I'm out there doing that or I'm taking a vacation, I'm not earning money. And that was stressful. My wife wanted to spend a few extra days out there, make sure he was all set up properly. And I'm like, we can't afford it. We need to get back and get paying clients. That was on my mind the entire time.
So let's talk about vacation as such, because what good is it if we plan a vacation and then we fill it so full of stuff that we come back more stressed than we left?
Agreed.
That's not vacation. So call it what it is. It's a time that you are away from your work or your office or your business or whatever it is you're away from that you're filling with a bunch of stuff because you don't have time the rest of the year to do it. That's not vacation.
That's true.
And it doesn't necessarily, I think if you acknowledge it for what it is, then you have different expectations and you still need to recognize that you need a vacation. You need a time where you can have some downtime. You can disconnect from the world. You can disconnect with your spouse, with your family, disconnect from your friends. Daryl, I'm looking at your eyes and they're saying, oh, please, I really need that.
They are saying that, but they're saying, I'm thinking as you're saying that how times have changed, right? So because I've got my phone with me and half my clients will email me their usual stuff, so maybe they won't call me. They know I'm on vacation. So they'll keep on emailing me. But I still get those emails on my phone. Even though I have an autoresponder that says I'm on vacation, I still get the emails. And the other half of my client, maybe shall we call it the younger half of my clients, they don't like email. So they'll text me. So even though I'm on vacation, they're not. And I still see this stuff because I need to carry my phone because my wife needs to call me, my kids need to call me, and my other friends need to call me. And you never really truly disconnect like I would have, say, 10 years ago. And your point about disconnecting has never been more true for, I think, so many of us.
Well, you know, if we don't become more intentional about it, it's just going to get worse, right? Because more and more people are texting. And actually, people get frustrated with me when I disconnect because there is an expectation that we'll respond quickly. And whether it's a social message that they want you to respond to or business, doesn't matter. There's still an expectation that you're going to respond quickly. If you don't, they're not happy with us. And so, yeah, so there's a real pressure to do that.
I had one of my clients, knew was on vacation and was emailing me. And I said, you know, again, reminder, I'm on vacation. Then started texting me because they had a timetable to keep and they needed responses, even though I was on vacation. And I finally had to get really rude and respond to that individual and say, I am on vacation. I will contact you Monday. And I just felt bad. You know, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be abrupt. I try to be nice. They wouldn't let it go. And so even though I responded and I had every right to do that, I know I did, it hung heavy on me that I had to do that and that I was less than Christian, shall we say.
Well, yeah, maybe as Christians, we tend to be so nice that we can't be clear, right? We think being Christian is just being nice, but I think being Christian means telling the truth in love, but still telling the truth. So I don't think you did the wrong thing in being clear. The feeling bad really shouldn't be on your shoulders, but on theirs.
Probably, but you know, guilt doesn't take sides. You know, guilt's a wonderful emotion that I can have it and you can have it at the same time. And often there's nothing done other than make us both feel bad and stresses us out more.
You know, one of the things that I discovered about myself being stressed in it, you know, guilt, you know, that nobody likes guilt, but I discovered that the more stressed I became, the more selfish I became. And it was...
Agreed. I had to think about it, but you're right.
I have a really good friend that had asked me to do a simple task that I would normally, absolutely. And it was certainly within the realm of what I could do and should do and easy. And it certainly would have been a whole lot easier for me and would have taken 5-10 minutes than it would have her. And I know how I responded. I didn't respond well. I kind of one more thing. That's one more thing on my plate. And then I realized what I had done. And I thought, you know what? Because I'm stressed, I am selfish. It's all about me right now. I don't have capacity to think about someone else or care about someone else in this minute. And it really made me feel bad.
Well, that's the thing, right? Stress does cause us all to react to it in different ways. I mean, there's different triggers for stress. We're clearly talking about maybe time here or vacation and intrusion and responsibility. There's a lot of triggers. We could talk a bit about that. But there's also a lot of reactions. You need to talk about being selfish. I don't know if you were selfish, but certainly you were probably annoyed and maybe you didn't show the grace that you might have shown otherwise because of the stress you had. That was me. Entirely. But there's so many, you know, for me, if how do I put this? I'm not a shopper. In other words, don't send me to the mall and I'm not going to look at clothes. That drives me nuts. I'm a classic guy, you know, in and out. But as we have discussed, I do like my gadgets and my tech. And it's not uncommon when I'm stressed out that I'll start looking at, well, I really need a new gadget for my studio or for my organization. And then boom, I buy it. It's a reaction. I know what it is.
Well, yeah, it's retail therapy, right? Yep. And we...
But it's tech, so it's so cool. That's an aside.
Yeah. Well, you can put whatever label on it you want, Daryl. But it really is the same thing. It's, you know, it goes back to the purpose of advertising in terms of creating a perceived need. And all advertising tells us is about us, and we will feel better if we have something. And so it's all part of the same family. I'm stressed. I'm focused inward. I have a need, right? If I'm stressed, it's because I have a need that's unmet right now. Really, what that need is quiet time, downtime, rejuvenation time, God time. That's what the need is. But because I have this need that's gaping, I lash out in other places, and that other places will take me to shop. It'll take me to make bad decisions. It'll take me to have selfish responses to those that I love and care about. If we're not taking care of the important needs in our life, then we'll put all other kinds of things in that hole to try and fill it. And they're not good.
You know, there's a lot of triggers. And I guess if you're listening to this and you're some of it's resonating with you, you're nodding your head or you're feeling guilty as you listen to us, you're feeling guilty about maybe the way you've behaved. Well, that's not the purpose of this show, folks. Let me tell you that, you know, we're walking alongside you. And so don't feel guilty. Look at us as trusted advisors. But I can tell you over my life, and you know, Lynn, maybe you can share here too, I have had so many different triggers. I've had the trigger of debt cause incredible stress, not just in me, but in my relationships and in my ability to be a good father. I have, I have my own company. So if people don't pay their bills, my bills don't go away. So unpredictable cash flow with maybe someone's getting laid off, they're between jobs, or again, you're not getting paid by a client. That creates a lot of stress. We talked about schedules and changes. And, you know, it's everybody wants a piece of your time. They all want it at the same time. You know, one of the things that drives my wife nuts is that she'll have a lot of her clients start emailing her at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night and wanting to talk to them. She's an interior designer and she understands that they've gone home, they've put their kids to bed, and now they're thinking about their project. But you know what? She's not working then. That creates a lot of stress for her. Marriage is a full-time job. It's hard work. Sometimes there's good times, sometimes there's less than good times. And then when you have that discord, that can cause so many challenges. Parenting, you know, I laugh when I see all my friends, and they may have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 year olds, and they're like, oh, this is a lot of work. And it is.
Oh yeah, but that's not near as stressful as the 13, 14,
exactly.
15 year olds.
And they think, you know, when they get older, I can talk to them more, they'll be more independent and it'll be easier. You know what? It's
not true.
It actually gets harder. There's a lot more other influences. So the stress just ramps up. And if that's where you are right now, you're the 6, 7 year old stage, and I've just freaked you out. I'm sorry.
But you know what, Daryl? Regardless what the source of stress is and the trigger of stress, it will not go away unless we are intentional about taking some steps to remove it. And it comes down to what is truly important in my life, right? We have, you know, and we talked about disconnecting. We've got to establish a means of disconnecting. And it means, like for you, in your case, maybe you have two phones, Daryl. Maybe you have a phone that is and contact information that is business related. And then you have a personal one that is that only your family uses. And you leave the business one behind. Right? I know as a business person, that's not an easy thing to do.
I'm just cheap, so I don't want to have two cell phone bills, but you know what?
Or you have an assistant that manages your business phone when you're away so that you're, right? You can do that.
You volunteering?
No.
Okay.
No. But we do need to find a way of disconnecting, and we do need a way of prioritizing. And so the most important things in our lives are the relationships with our family and our close friends, but even more so, it's our relationship with God. And so unless we prioritize the time with Him and take the time, we'll run on empty, and we'll continue to try and fill the hole or the gap in our life that comes out of stress with everything that's unimportant.
This morning, I got up, and my wife and I did, and we had our normal coffee like we always do together before we start our day. And my wife loves her reading plans. I'm not as committed to my Bible reading plans as I should be, for a variety of reasons. And, but you know, in some regards, a classic husband doesn't matter because everything my wife likes, she makes me read. So she passed me this passage this morning. She said, read this. This is really good. And fundamentally, it was a reminder that, you know, you may have all these challenges going on in your life, but you got to start. If you've got a solid foundation, then everything else can be handled because it's going to stand tall. And Jesus is your foundation. And I read it and I handed it back to her. She goes, what'd you think? And I said, well, it's kind of trite. She goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, I already know Jesus is my foundation. She goes, I know, you know, but sometimes you have to stop and remember that he's your foundation because you need that perspective. And I'm like, oh, okay. And that's your point you're really saying here. And all the stress and in the middle of the storm, you know, we need to go back to the foundational things that make us get up every day and give us our focus and our reason and our motivation. And whatever that might be, but a big part of that is scripture and the community, your small groups. So important to have those trusted people you can just be transparent and honest with. If you don't have one, I encourage you to do that. I know I'm always reticent because I like my privacy and I don't like sharing my stuff because it's my stuff. But that just means I carry the burden all by myself and that's not good.
No, you know, I was talking to, you know, that I've talked about warrior coaching and what that's meant to me. I was talking to my coach recently and I said, you know, I feel like everything is chaotic. Everything is out of order. And first question is, how's your morning time? Inconsistent. Okay, there you go. There's your answer. Until you get your morning time back into place and everything else will fall back into place. He's absolutely right. It meant that I had to say no to some friends and some people that wanted to do things, some things in the evening. It meant that I had to say no to some appointments and gatherings so that I could get to bed a decent time and have my 5 o'clock morning time. If I'm up at five, I have my prayer time, I have my journaling time, I have my worship time, and I have my outdoor activity time. My life is good. And everything else, I have time to think about my priorities. I have time to recognize what's important. I have time to pray. I have time to chill and go, okay, you know what, Lord, I don't have to stress over this. It's not the things that I realized. This was profound for me this week, was recognizing that it's not the things that I know nothing about that cause me stress, the things that I don't know how to do or the things that I have no clue about. It's really the things that I think I can fix, that I can do, that causes me stress. If it's bigger than me and I recognize it's bigger than me, I leave it in God's hands. And Yeah, this week I came to the conclusion that really, bottom line, I can't fix nothing without him. Really.
And that's true. So true because, you know, my default behavior, and I fight this, is to fix it myself, you know? And the reality is often the only way I can deal with it is by going to him. You know, there are times when I'm so stressed in conflict and challenged, I go to bed, I know it's going to be a toss and turn night because my mind is just going to churn and that ain't good. But when I remember, and I'm getting better at this, to say, okay, Jesus, I'm giving this burden to you and I'll gladly take it back tomorrow, or I will probably take it back even if you don't want me to. But for the next 8 hours, can you just please, you know, give me the peace that only you can provide and confidence and knowledge that my troubles are in the best hands possible?
I was reminded this morning on the way in about the Serenity Prayer, right? That it was adopted by Alcoholics Anonymous as kind of their motto prayer. And it's, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Well, hello, I can't change that I don't know what the day is going to turn out like. There's certain things in my life that I cannot change. The courage to change the things I can. Okay, God, give me the strength and the courage to face what I can change. Give me the courage to face the decisions that I need to make, the changes that I must make in order to move forward with the life that you've called me to, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I remember my mom singing when I was growing up as a kid. She was always singing Tammy Wynette's One Day at a Time. And it's fundamentally...
Yeah, that's also an AA principle.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a version of the Serenity Prayer. It's really what it is, right? Yeah. And even then, God was touching me because that just, you know, I lost my mom at a young age to cancer. But, you know, that was there. And that was huge for her. That allowed her to cope with that stress and that burden. And that, you know, listen, more than enough and financial fitness, you know, we're all about money. But, you know, we're here to help you deal with the fact that money's part of life, and we can help you get out of debt if you're in the debt. And we can show you good techniques to make sure you stay out of debt. And we can introduce you to some of our services that will optimize your money. But in the end, we're also here as fellow Christians. So take advantage of that.
So, you know what, Daryl? Our time has come to an end. And I want to come back again to the 29th of September because I want to make sure that people come. I want people to come and celebrate with us. God has been doing amazing things through the Financial Fitness Show and through More Than Enough over the years. And there are a number of people out there I know their lives have been impacted because everywhere I go, I'm approached by people that tell me that the show has made a difference in their life. And we want to celebrate together. And there's some changes coming. There are some changes coming, and we want you to be part of that change and celebrate with us and invite you into the adventure of the future.
Because we're supposed to be in community. Uh-huh. So there's no excuse for you to not come. If you have never met Lynn or myself or David or anybody else who you hear on the show on a regular basis, come on out. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to shake your hand. We'd love to bond.
CHRI is going to be there and celebrating with us. I love that.
The folks at CHRI rock, if you haven't met them, Diane Vanderpunt and the whole crew, you got to meet them. They're great people.
Yeah. So go to morethanenough.ca and the information, the contact information will be there. The event will be there in the calendar. You can send an email, you can call them, register your place because it will be limited and we don't want you to miss out. The sooner you register, the better. Better, 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 all around better.
You're so articulate. It's better, 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 better.
It's better, better, better. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Bring us home, Lynn. Bring us home.
It's time. Oh, yeah. We need to pray.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, that you are not stressed. I thank you, Lord, that you have the ability to give us peace. Your word says that you would give us peace if we come to you, that you will give us rest in your presence. So, Lord, I just pray for everyone listening that you will draw them closer, that you will give them a time of rest and peace in your arms, that, Lord, you will give them the confidence to know that they can make the changes that they need to make. And you will give them the wisdom to know what is theirs to do and what is yours to do, and that they can rest in you as they go through the process. Lord, I just thank you for who you are and what you're going to do. And I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Thanks for listening in, folks. And we look forward to spending time with you next week. And have a great day filled with hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. God bless.